Go ahead, player. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you
Excellent.
today?
Can't complain. All is good. You know, the usual. I take it you're... how is business, actually, I suppose, or your business, essentially?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's a busy time of year, actually. Actually, if I could just give you a quick update on... Remember last week we were talking about that survey that said Irishmen were the ugliest in the world?
Yes, yeah. Vocally defended
you
it.
You wrote an open letter to the website suggesting that.
Yeah, you did.
Indeed, and the website actually contacted me personally through a direct message on Twitter.
Beautifulpeople.com. Which, of course, for anyone who doesn't know, is a website for only attractive people. And a Galway player spoke out against research of theirs that said that Irish men were one of the ugliest nations in the world. And you got a lot of international coverage for a Galway player. What was the outcome? I'm dying to know.
Well, I actually would like to officially on air retract any derogatory comments towards that website. And I would like to say that I am delighted to take up their offer of free lifetime membership to the website.
Now,
he
must have studied me well. To get free lifetime membership to a dating website, it doesn't hold much hope for me, but there you go.
I love it. So, the Galway player has had a complete change of heart. I'm sure totally unrelated to this deal that he struck. I'm sure the two are completely unrelated, Ciara, but there you go. Galway player, I'm happy that there was a pleasant resolution to all of this.
Oh my goodness. He actually enjoyed the letter. He said it was a very talented writer and took it in the spirit that it was intended and obviously offered me the free lifetime membership, which I was than happy to accept.
That's not so bad. I mean, things could have gone worse. Fair enough, Galway player. Well, good. Well, look, Galway player, you are, in the words of many, mine included, you're Ireland's top male dating expert. You have a book which is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. You're also on Twitter. Your Twitter is at Galway Player and you have a website as well, which is galwayplayer.com. And now, I guess, for any of the particularly elite singles in Ireland, if they happen to be on beautifulpeople.com, they can also find you there, I guess. And you never know, maybe get a date with the Galway player. But Galway player, you come on every week. You give the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players like yourself. For some weeks you don't. Some weeks you have a very philosophical, academic discussion on the dating world, but we always learn something. What are we going to talk about this week? What is going on?
Okay, well, as everyone knows, there's 10 days to go to Valentine's Day. Get asked an awful lot at this time of year, you know, about being single and stuff. So I'm going to give 5 pointers how to get a date before Valentine's Day, okay?
5 pointers on how to get a date before Valentine's Day. I mean, that's not much time, though, Guy. I mean, there's only 10 days left.
See, this is it. But that, it only takes a minute to fall in love, as they say.
Oh, so,
or even less nowadays, thanks to Tinder.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes like a millisecond.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's loads of time to be able to get a date. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely shocking in this country at the whole concept of dating. But I'm just going to give a few practical pointers to help people to, you know, because they're all feeling sorry for themselves this time of year. So just, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get out there. Do what I suggest and you will have a date for Valentine's.
Okay, I mean, look, Galway player, maybe some singles will be open to that. I mean, there's only a few days to Valentine's Day and all that. They might as well give anything a try because 10 days is a very small time frame. What should they do to get a date between now and then? Go for it.
Okay, the first thing is to clear your diary. I'm fed up to the back teeth of hearing this, oh, I'm too busy to meet someone. Nonsense. Get up off your hole, get out and get active, okay? You're not going to find someone sitting at home in your pajamas watching Exposé or The Kardashians, okay? So what I'm saying is you can waste an entire evening sitting on your mobile phone, looking at Facebook, looking at Twitter, all these kind of things, when the world is passing you by. Ciara, I heard you on Dave Fanning the other day, and you were giving an excellent talk on this kind of thing. People are missing so much in the world by being on their phone. So what I'm saying is, every evening, go out, either go to the gym, join an activity, go out and meet people, okay? For example, next Sunday night, Super Bowl is on. American guys are one group of guys that have their shit together, know how to ask women out. There's not going to be a whole lot of women out there. So instead of going out on Sunday, watching Ireland losing to Wales with all the rugger buggers, what you do, take a nap in the middle of the day and then go out that night. There's going to be pubs in every town showing the Super Bowl. If you have the stamina to keep going and watch the game, guarantee you'll get a date on a night like that.
Okay, I mean, look, that's a fair point. And Galway player, you do make a good point, is that Kirox also made on the Dave Fanning show that phones are an enormous time sink now. Do you know what I mean? They're literally, you're flushing time into those phones. And half the time you're not doing anything. Sometimes I'm like, I've been an hour on this thing. I'm doing nothing.
You have no idea what you've done for that past hour.
You've done nothing. You've achieved nothing. So Galway player, I could not agree more with you. I think smartphones are actually becoming a massive problem and a massive addiction. So you're dead right on that one. You do need to free yourself from those vampires.
People decompartmentalise their evening. So getting home, making dinner, by the time they've made dinner, oh, that's the evening gone. It isn't. There's loads of time. Like, I've done four different things this evening and I still have one more event to go to tonight. Like, there is time, and the more stuff you do, the more energy you have.
Look, it's so true. Don't they say if you want something done, ask a busy person? Do you know what I mean? They'll fit it in. You know, it's... Look, it's true. Galway player, I agree with you, though. What is another point? Because
fairly obvious one, but a lot of people still stay clear of it. Online dating. What most people need to do now is a spring clean of their profile. Okay, so basically what I'd suggest is get properly taken photographs, like last week when I was in the Sunday Business Post talking about blogging as one of the main bloggers in Ireland.
I saw that. Congrats, by the way.
Yeah, we saw that.
I got professional photographs taken by Julia Dunnan, an excellent photographer in Galway. She did it for free for me because the profile she gets out of it. But you can go to photographers and get proper headshots. These make an incredible difference when you're swiping. Last night, I was in the pub with one of the lads. He's a bit needy. He was flying through Tinder for ages. And the amount of shocking photographs. Like, genuinely, you came across a photo of a girl stretched out on the ground, passed out, and cans all around her. Like,
what? I doubt. You know,
I promise, I'm raging that we didn't take a screenshot of it.
Absolutely. Should have,
I can't imagine any girl putting up that picture on her.
No, I promise. I have another one I can send you later of a girl asleep on a toilet bowl. Like, her head is actually
I'd imagine she was only messing. I was trying to be ironic. There's no way, I'm telling you now, there's no way that a girl would put up a picture.
Well,
like,
if that's
on
one of your profile
pictures,
or you've used that as a profile picture, comes up. This is what I'm saying. People don't look through it. Another thing is to get a friend to write your profile. First people are very modest, kind of. They're not very good at digging themselves up, unlike myself, I suppose. So even last week, a friend of mine had to put an article in the newspaper about an event that she had organised and was a fantastic success, but she wasn't able to articulate it because she thought she'd sound arrogant. So what I'm saying is get a friend to write your profile for you, and you do the same for your friend. So you're going to be more colourful, you're going to be more upbeat, you're going to be more positive if you're writing it for someone else. We have no problem talking shit about other people, but when it comes to, you know, taking compliments, we're a disaster of a nation.
We do actually have a weird, almost inferiority complex when it comes to compliments. The first thing an Irish person does when they get a compliment is degrade the compliment, if you get me. I agree with you, Galway player. We need to just learn to say thank you if someone says something nice about us. Absolutely.
Like, just remember, you're not the only one that's single at this time of year. Like, I could literally smell the want off Tinder last night. So just give it a go.
I hear you. What's the worst that can happen? Especially because, you know, if you're trying to get it for Valentine's Day, you know, you only have 10 days. Galway player, give me another tip. I get you so far. I'm with you.
Feel the love, okay? Touch is incredibly important. If you touch her subtly, it builds a subliminal connection between you, okay? So I'm not being talking about groping. That's disgusting. Pinching girl arses. Absolutely ridiculous behaviour. I don't know what any guy thinks he's ever going to get out of that, or this wolf whistling bullshit. I hate that. But if you gently brush someone's forearm when you're talking to them, it actually does create a connection between you mentally. Sometimes the person doesn't even notice that you've touched them, but it breaks down these barriers. And psychologically, study in France have carried out recently where three guys went up and talked to 240 girls. They all had the exact same line. Hello, my name is Anton. Just want to say you're really pretty. I have to go to work this afternoon, but I wonder, could you give me your number? I'll phone you later and we can have a drink.
Okay, so all of the dudes did that same line.
Yes, and every second time it was no touch or touch.
Sure, so they all made it back and forth. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so they only got 36 numbers, but twice as many numbers came when they touched the person.
No way.
And afterwards, each girl, it was explained to them also what happened, and some of them didn't notice. Now, this is also something that's been tried in restaurants.
I noticed.
And
do you notice?
There's something about when a man puts his hand on the small of my back or by the elbow.
Sure.
There's something about that that
like,
I'm
like, did you like?
I notice
it's creepy.
No, no, no. I notice it in a good way. I notice that
gives you a flutter.
It kind of does.
I hear you.
It does.
I get you.
And it shows a bit of confidence. You have self-confidence in yourself. But the one with the waitress, when they touched the customer, they were getting 3% more tips. So of an average evening, if you didn't touch the customer, 14% tips and over 17%. So it is interesting. It's something that we don't think about, but this is the kind of analysis and research that I do, and that's why I'm, top of my game. Okay.
So, no, look, man, I mean, you can't argue with that. Give us another point. So you're saying maybe, as you put it, gentle, very, in a
absolutely
way, kind of non-sexual touch. You're not saying grabbing asses and stuff like that. You're talking about very pleasant, subtle touching.
Disgusting behavior.
I hear you.
Like, there's been cheeky, there's being cocky, there's being confident. That is vital, but just crossing the line too.
Yeah,
and like,
of course,
this guy that's coming to Ireland, we don't need any of that. We have the natural ability. If you listen to what I'm saying, you can be charming without being an idiot.
Yeah.
Now, the fourth thing I'll say is to seek love in strange places, okay? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Okay, so if you're going to the same nightclub, the same time, drinking with the same people, it's unlikely that you're going to meet. It can happen, but it's unlikely. What I'd recommend is go clothes shopping with a female. There aren't hot girls working in clothes shop. Oh, you're really good out with your girlfriend. No, it's actually my friend, I'm single. Get to chatting. Be proactive. Go visit someone in a hospital or a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
Not a hospital.
Come on, seriously.
I'm telling you, these things work. The amount of hot nurses that are out there.
Oh, man. You should just wander around a hospital ward even if you're not visiting anyone there. Do you know what I mean?
Seriously. Yeah,
find
exactly
an old person in a coma, right? And just go and sit by their bed. Yeah, exactly. Find someone who has an attractive nurse looking after them and should just sit down beside any old person and go, I hear you, Galway player. Galway player, look, I know you have to go. You're a busy man. Do you have one more tip for us before you leave?
Absolutely. The last one.
Yeah.
Drop your standards. You're probably going for birds way above your own height anyway. So just look, drop your standards and you'll eventually pull some owl yolk somewhere.
Here we go. Sure, look, Kira,
wow.
You can't be more concise than that. If you're not having luck with the dating pool that you're currently in, lower your standards. Galway player, very wise words, I have to say. Those last two points in particular, really solid. Galway player, I love it when you come on with us. Your Twitter is @GalwayPlayer. Your website is galwayplayer.com. And of course, you are also a published author. Your book is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. Galway player, it has been invaluable. We'll check in with you next week. Many thanks for coming on, as always, man.
Pleasure, as always.
There we go. Galway player.
I have to say, he did make some valid points.
He did.
He did. And then he just kind of ran away with himself.
It went off a cliff at the end. But up until there, I think there was some very valid points.
There genuinely was.
Yeah, there was.
There genuinely was.